The Breakfast Club, bitches.
All right, Charlene, please tell me, why was I your donkey of the day?
Well, donkey of the day for Tuesday, May 4th, goes to a Lancaster County, South Carolina volunteer fire chief named Francis Butch Gint. Oh, the mayonnaise is heavy on this one. I really said to myself, I'm going to attempt to do donkey of the day this week and not talk about race once. I mean, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott and our Vice President Kamala Harris said America is not a racist country. So I figured it would be pretty easy to do that, right? I mean, since our black elected officials say America is not a racist country, then I must be reaching every day looking for stories of white folks being racist. Because according to Senator Scott and Madam VP Harris, America is not a racist country, right? Well, guess what? Just because you believe you can fly doesn't mean you can. Okay, I don't care who says America is not a racist country. I don't care what position they're in. I don't care how much money they have. It's just a white devil damn lie. Okay, I think that by repeating this lie over and over, they are trying to create what is known as the illusion of truth effect. You know, that whole repeat a lie often enough and it becomes the truth. No, that's a law of propaganda that came from a Nazi. So don't let anyone keep peeing on your head and telling you it's Mike's Hard Lemonade, because it's not. Okay, this is a racist country. Always has been. And unless we make some radical systemic changes, always will be. See, I'm not a delusional person who thinks they can change the hearts of people. No, 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 not at all. I would rather focus on, you know, racist legislation, racist systems, holding people accountable for their racism professionally and personally, civil and criminal. I want to weed out racism and bigotry at its root, because that's what America, spelled with three K's, was founded on. And that's what we need to get rid of. Case in point, Francis Butch Gint. Now, remember I told you he's a volunteer fire chief. Well, he resigned recently. Why did he resign? Because of a post he put on Facebook. I do not know why racists who hold corporate jobs or who are elected officials think they are only sending these messages to their closest friends. We all can see you. And in this case, Francis Gint had a message for the police. Let's go to WBTV CBS3 for the report, please.
42-year veteran of the Volunteer Fire Department, Chief Francis Gint, wrote a racially charged post saying police should stop responding to calls in black neighborhoods because the people there would eventually, quote, he wrote, kill each other, and the, quote, fake news wouldn't have a story. He has since deleted that Facebook post.
I sincerely apologize. I don't want to stir up unrest in our community. That's not what I want to do. I want us to be together. I want us to heal. I guess it was racially insensitive. I did not mean it that way.
Gint says he was lashing out in frustration at the national news media and the way he feels cable news portrays the police.
And now everybody's trying to rip them apart and make sure that they're trying to disband them and put their lives in jeopardy.
Gint says he wrote a letter of apology to the city council and is planning a meeting with leaders in the black community soon.
I love my community. I love my people. And I'd do anything for any of them. And I didn't mean this to hurt them. I didn't.
The Gint tells me that if the city council asks him to step down, he completely understands and will comply immediately. He also has told me that he has officially sworn off social media.
Listen how the news reported that story. Something blatantly racist, called racially insensitive. She said some say it's violent. He literally said he just wants to kill. He wants us to kill each other. Okay, is killing not violent? Okay, Francis, we don't need you giving the police any more reasons not to protect and serve us. Okay, stop responding to black neighborhoods. They will eventually kill each other. As if them responding to black neighborhoods doesn't often lead to them killing us. I'm glad he resigned. And that's one reason I'm glad social media exists, because it makes it very hard to hide who you are. When you really feel strongly about something like this guy Francis did, it's hard not to say something. No matter how hard they try to tuck their racism, they will eventually reveal it in a Facebook post. And that's what we need. We need to know who's who. If we don't know who's who, we can't root out the evil. When we know who's who, we can stomp out all the evil. But just remember, kids, even though this volunteer firefighter Francis Gint is clearly racist, America is not a racist country. Please, the next person who interviews Senator Tim Scott or VP Kamala Harris, ask them for me. If America is not a racist country, what do we call this? Please let Kathy Griffin give Francis Gint the biggest hee-haw.
Please give this giant jar of mayo the biggest hee-haw.
I just want to know what you call it. If America's not a racist country, what do you call it? That's all.
A racist country.
A country where people do racist things.
A country where people do racist things. Okay.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.